Danielle. I live, breathe, and dream about balloons.
Oh.
We have two types of frames. We can do the circular frame, or we can do a big square 8x8. I make big balloon garlands.
Oh, that's cool.
I like being able to help people celebrate fun times, especially now because people can't gather as much. If they can make an event feel special with this elaborate, monstrous freaking balloon arch, I think it brings a lot of vibes, you know?
Bitch, you need like an SUV, man. I think it's pretty cool. That's not... Uh-oh.
It's a lot of creative fun.
She's got a nice body.
Be really stressful.
Whatever the fuck this is. Oh my God, what the fuck is this?
This is something that I came up with during COVID. I feel like everybody had like a thing that they got into because everybody had so much time, and mine was balloons. But really, I'm the Jill of all trades.
She's pretty.
I've been a chef, I've done barista-ing.
Oh, wow.
I have been a dancer and been paid for that. Singer, been paid for that. I record.
Oh, I've been a dancer, I've been paid for that. How much you want to bet this girl used to be a stripper?
Recorded audio for audiobooks. Massage therapy. I mean, the list goes on and on.
Massage therapy, huh? Look at her face when she says massage therapy.
Audiobooks.
Watch.
Massage therapy.
Look, massage therapy. Boy, he had a big dick. Look at her. Look at her. Massage therapy.
I mean, the list goes on.
Look at this. Everything she dresses in. Let's just rewind this for a little bit. Every one of her outfits has... Every one of her outfits has a slutty feel to it. Watch. Mm-hmm.
I'm the Jill of all trades.
Well, this looks traditional, but she's still showing those tits. Look, there we are. See, look. See? She's pretty. That's for sure.
Chef, I've done barista.
Look at that. See that? There's definitely sexual appeal in everything.
I have been a dancer.
Look at that. God, look at those tits. Jesus Christ.
Paid for that. Singer, been paid for that. I recorded audio for audiobooks. Massage therapy.
What kind of massage therapy are we talking about here? Huh? Want you guys to caption what's on your screen right now. Caption what's on your screen right now. Because she looks like she is wistfully recalling some of her best experiences on the table. Not saying, I'm just saying. Let's continue.
I mean, the list goes on and on.
Look, everything she does, her looks are on the forefront. She has a thigh tattoo. That's it. She has a thigh tattoo. You know she's a hoe dog. Look at that. Everything she does has a slutty.
Yep. When I was 20, I started traveling all over the world.
Oh my God. Holy fucking shit. When I was 20, I started traveling all over the world. Guys, dude, a lot of people think that Kevin Samuels is the guy who came up with the "you can't make this shit up." No, Kevin got that from me. I said that before him. I don't care. It doesn't matter. But dude, this girl said, when I was 20, I started traveling all over the world. Translation womany students. She's been fucked by phalluses around the world.
I lived in 4 countries. Now I speak 3 languages.
Oh.
I was partying, drinking, and meeting tons of people.
Oh, partying, drinking, and meeting tons of people. Well, there's the truth. Let's rewind that and play that all the way. Just listen.
I was 20. I started traveling all over the world.
Hold up.
I mean, the list goes on and on. When I was 20, I started traveling all over the world. I lived in 4 countries. Now I speak 3 languages. I was partying, drinking, and meeting tons of people, you know.
Yep, there it is. I was partying, drinking, meeting tons of people. There it is. You knew she was a hoe. Anyone who is that beautiful and has a tattoo and is unmarried,
living my best life.
There it is. Whoa, she is fucking bad. Actually, Devin has a bikini like that now.
Definitely was not setting aside any time for relationships.
Nope.
You know?
Dude, this girl has all the slut tells.
And
tattoos.
I definitely was not setting
aside. Look, and who's who paid for the boats?
Find any time for a relationship.
Look, chokers, slut till.
Relationship.
God.
You know?
Oh, yeah. Cosplay.
Like, I am the epitome of party girl on, like, the highest level.
Oh, my God. This girl is literally telling me.
2 years ago, I took a job that sent me down to the Dominican Republic. And then I was literally just sitting at a table working on my computer with my colleague. And this waiter strolled up to our table and said, ladies, tequila time. And I was like, damn, he's cute. And my colleague was like, yeah, Kara, he's cute, but he's super young. She thought he was like a young boy, which he probably, I mean, he was. But he's a beautiful young boy.
Oh, my God. This bitch is
I mean, he was 21. He's definitely legal. Yeah, a little cougar action over here.
She and fucked
then
him.
We exchanged numbers, started chatting, and one thing led to another. His name is Guillermo. He's 23 years old, from Caracas, Venezuela, and he's been living in Dominican Republic for the past 4 years.
I love you.
Guillermo is
Guillermo.
Beautiful, brown, chiseled jaw, fat lips. I call them my pillows. Even his grandmother says how he has a sexy mouth.
So nothing this girl described her boyfriend. The only thing that she's described is the way he looks. Got it. Gotcha.
And if granny says it, you know it's got to be true.
Oh, God.
So I had the opportunity through my job to actually move down to the Dominican Republic, and that changed everything. Within a few days of me landing, he was pretty much spending every night at my house.
Uh-huh.
We even adopted our dog, Cheeky Mama, together.
Oh, he gives kisses. Oh, yes, yes,
Guillermo
yes.
has literally made me a different person in a better way. I've been in relationships, but I don't let them get that serious. And so I
don't let them get that serious. Translation, I sleep around. Guys, you let women talk long enough, they'll tell on themselves. How old is she? I think she's like 30, I think.
I think before I was like a little bit rough and tough, not letting people in. And Guillermo has just nestled his little way right into my heart and made me soft. We had been living together for about 8 months. He arranged for us to go to this really beautiful hike through the jungle and ended up on this really huge rock. And he just like dropped down on one knee.
Oh boy.
And I started crying. It was just so
damn, look at that ass though.
Beautiful. I don't think I ever thought the tequila time guy would be my fiance, you know?
I wonder if he knows how much he's been ran through. Uh-oh.
We decided to go ahead and move forward with the K-1 visa so that we could start our lives in the United States. The job that I had going down fell through. And the U.S. has more, like, job opportunities, and I wanted to start a real estate career. And I feel like I can do that better.
Dude, this girl has slut face.
Here in the United States. All right, Cheeky, you ready to call Daddy?
It's time.
It's time for a video call. Wine everywhere. Hola, mi amor.
¿Cómo estás?
Bien, you look so cute. Chiqui's excited to see you.
¿Cómo está, Chiqui?
Bien, papá.
I like the dog.
When I left Dominican Republic, we had like a month maybe before his interview. And then COVID happened. And so what should have been a month has become a year. It sucks. But after all of the time apart, all the time waiting, Guillermo has finally been approved for his visa. And I am so excited. I just want to scream. But I know that we still have a really big hurdle in front of us.
Which is what?
Are you worried at all, like going through the airport with your expired passport?
Oh, my God.
You are.
Dude, his passport is expired. They're not going to let him on the plane. Oh, my God. Oh, boy. This is a shit show. S. Notice says, I'd say her body count is 300. I would agree with you. I would agree with you, S. Notice. Absolutely.
Worried?
Sirius says, what are the odds she's on antidepressants?
Yep.
Those are the odds.
Yeah.
Guillermo currently holds an expired Venezuelan passport. Mm-mm. And Venezuela right now is having an incredibly difficult time politically. Mm-hmm. Are you already packed? Do you have everything ready?
Almost ready.
Luckily, the United States and Venezuela have an agreement that they are able to use that passport only for visa purposes. And you have your passport and your papers and everything?
Ever.
Do you have your papers? Your papers?
Now I make you question it, no?
Okay, so I know it's early on, but this really strikes me as kind of a mother-son dynamic. Do you have your passport? Do you have this? Do you have that? He's like, maybe. Did you do your homework? I don't know. Jay Blaze says Guillermo will cheat on her. Dude, Guillermo is cheating on her. He's in Venice fucking Zuela. Venezuela has bad bitches everywhere.
I have chose to go down and kind of escort Guillermo back from the Dominican Republic because they say it won't be an issue, but I feel like what airline is going to let you check in with an expired passport?
That's all right.
And you're like, yeah, sure, get on the plane, even though your passport's expired.
I have the paper.
Yeah, what she's counting on, I think what's happening here is she thinks that her being a pretty white girl will somehow make the expired passport, like, null and void. No. They don't give a fuck what you look like down there, man.
From the embassy that they gave me.
It's okay. No. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there in, like, however many hours, and then we'll, like, run through a list and make sure you have everything you need.
Perfect.
If I didn't push Guillermo, I don't think things would get done.
Uh-oh.
I mean, I had to do all of his K-1 paperwork.
Here we go.
And because he's so young, I think that Guillermo may not be taking this seriously enough.
Everything is going to be okay.
Uh-huh.
I asked for...
So wait a minute. He's 23 and she's 29. Why is she saying because Guillermo's so young? You're only 6 years older than this dude, right? Maybe she's older than 29. I don't know.
I believe it. Receive it.
You know, like...
She's not buying it.
23 is... I don't know. He, you know, thinks he's ready to get married, but sometimes I'm, you know, a little concerned about how young he is. So how do you feel, like, about leaving what's been your home for the past 5 years?
Kind of...
Yeah, he's working for that visa for sure. He's clearly using this girl as his way to the U.S. And listen, shout out to him, because clearly Usman was using Lisa to get into the United States. Lisa was a fucking hag. Like, dude, like, Lisa was hideous. 11 times out of 10, these fucking white American broads trying to marry these Latin lovers, most of the time they're fucking slot buckets. She's the first half decent looking one I've ever seen.
Yeah, kind of. A very sentimental moment. Yesterday, I was with my friends playing soccer, and it was like, now we have to go.
I know. My biggest fear is that he won't like his life here. You know, he's coming to a place where he doesn't know anyone. All he has is me. So, yeah, it's definitely going to be different, and especially being pressurized under a 90-day time frame. Definitely gives me some concern.
Apollo just fucking nailed it. I was just going to say it. She's the controlling type. U.S. guys weren't putting up with that shit. She needed to get out of the country to find a guy to control. Bingo! And truthfully, I don't even think it was a foreign thing. I think it was an age thing. You see, because guys who are her age or older, they don't deal with her nonsense. They don't put up with her bullshit, right? And listen, man. If she wants to go after a younger guy for that reason, I'm not mad at her, right? Like, she's a good looking older woman, I think. I think she's 29. I don't know. She's kind of an enigma, right? But yeah, Fritz says the good thing is at least this chick is attractive. Yeah, okay. All right. But as soon as Guillermo gets to the United States, do you think that she's the only one who's going to find him attractive? If Guillermo gets over here to the United States, if he gets to the United States, dude, these fucking American hoes are going to throw the pussy at him like it's going out of style. It's going to be insta-pussy. Just add water.
I'm sorry. I gotta go, actually.
Too fast.
Not too fast. I gotta go, babe. Honestly, if Guillermo and I didn't work out, I would be crushed. Just can't imagine finding another person that would make me want to get married.
This is so funny. This woman is so vapid. I can't imagine finding another person that would make me want to get married. Translation. I can't imagine finding another person that I want to fuck all the time. Listen, I'm not hating on her for this, but this is purely a sex thing. She thinks she loves him, but she just wants him for the sex and the control. He probably dicks her down like no other. He's Latin. It's a novelty, right? He's Latin. It's a novelty. Oh, my Latin boyfriend, and he's young and this and that. It's all fun and games until your girlfriends get a gander at your boy.
Cheeky wants to say bye as well.
See you soon.
All right, I love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Miona's a small, sexy fire.
Whoa!
And most of the time Miona and I have spent together has been vacation time. So it's gonna be interesting. Miona and I live in Rapid City, South Dakota.
Oh my god.
Good. Thank you.
Rapid City, South Dakota.
Come on, Tessie girl.
Really wasn't interested in any sort of relationship until I met an underwear model in China.
Oh my god.
You feel comfortable that this is the right guy?
My parents are skeptical about Kobe coming to the U.S., so he has to prove that he's all in.
He's going
to
be here for 90 days. I'll be able to tell right away whether he's bull or not.
Yes, Dad. Your daughter's fat, and he's ripped. Of course he's bullshitting you, Dad! Yeah! Oh, wow.
My name is Jabri.
That's a nice bike, though. Jay Blaze said Cisco! That's exactly who he is! That's exactly who this guy is. Dude, that's who this dude is. This guy's name is not Jabri. This is Cisco. Yeah! Yeah!
I'm 28 years old.
Motherfucking Cisco.
City, South Dakota.
How did Cisco end up in South fucking Dakota? Oy.
I'm out there. I'm out the box. Got a lot of tattoos and crazy hair and dress like I'm from some other planet sometimes.
Yeah, that's Cisco. Yep, that's Cisco.
Growing up, I was a jellyfish in a small pond. I was colorful and wild. I didn't really fit in.
How you doing, sir?
My role since I was 5 years old has always been...
Every time I see this guy, I think, she's got dumps like a truck. Truck, truck. Guys like what? 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 Baby, move your butt. But.
The
I
jester,
think I see it again.
Clown,
she had dumps like a truck.
The
truck,
wild card. Truck.
Guys like
the,
what?
What? The black
what?
Duck.
All night long.
And let I me see that thong. Until I realized I bring a lot of
baby,
color into people's lives. This is who I am. I am goofy and I am wild and I got a lot of energy.
Bruh, you're Cisco. That's who you are.
Don't.
You are Mark Andrews, a.k.a. Cisco.
Back. I love to create, so whether it be fashion, art, clothes, but mainly music, that's my soul.
I like this dude. He's a cool dude, man.
All right, I'm going to go stupid on this one, bro. Because I've been stuck up in a rat race, chasing material. Life's like a merry-go. Rat race, chasing material.
Okay, he's garbage. He's a cool dude, but he's garbage. All right, got that out of the way.
Damn, where my money go?
Oh boy. Oh, this is bad.
That's it.
Oh boy.
I've been making
oh,
a lot of solo music.
Oh boy. Oh boy. Okay. All right. Okay. That's enough of that. Let's not get carried away, Cisco. Wow. This guy's garbage. This guy's garbage on the mic. What the fuck, dude? Okay. All right.
Lately, but okay. Also, I'm the front man for a band named Black Serb Stone.
What? Drew Hill?
Black Serbs is a wild group of young, hungry artists. We create space punk music, which is punk rock mixed with electronic hip hop. There would have never
actually kind of like that
been Black Serbs if I hadn't have met my high school best friend and bandmate David. He is a refugee from Serbia, and it really had a huge impact on me when David took me there for the first time. It was life-changing.
Wow, he went to Serbia.
It was the first country that I traveled to out of the United States, and the food was amazing, the culture was amazing, the women are absolutely gorgeous. I've been to Serbia over 10 times. About 2.5 years ago, I was on tour with a band, and I had been single for 3 months.
Uh-oh.
I was very adamant about
wow
getting any relationships or hooking up with anybody.
Those are some bad bitches.
But that's when I met Miona.
Uh-oh.
She's a makeup artist from Niš, Serbia, and she's 23 years old.
It's your birthday. It's your birthday.
That's a bad bitch.
Do it the right way.
Miona's a small, sexy fireball.
Oh,
she's got a temper.
God.
She tells it how it is. And it's corny, but the first time I saw Miona in person, I got the butterflies in my stomach.
Oh, come on.
Feeling, you know, a bunch of emotions. But she's my soulmate.
Oh, no, 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 no. I know she has a great ass. And I know she looks you in the eye when she sucks your dick. But fam, that does not make her your soulmate. That does not make... Look, I know you like it when she sucks your dick. I get it. I've been there. But just because a girl looks good, she sucks good and fucks good, does not mean she's your soulmate.
Nope. Miona and I got engaged in Thailand. It was super romantic. I had a red suit on. She had like a...
I like this guy. I like his style, but he's garbage. And yes, the hoop earrings is... Yeah, she's a hoe dog.
Yellow dress on. We kind of look like ketchup and mustard, but we look fly, though.
You know what? I'm not going to bag on that. Whoa, looks like Miona has a little bit of an ass.
And I got down on one knee, and she said yes. I left home at 17. I've lived in various places all over the United States, and I ended up in Los Angeles.
Of course.
But since COVID happened, my band is not actively performing. On top of that, Miona and I spent a lot of money on travel, and then also with the K-1 visa process. I'm home. So in order to save money, how are you?
Good.
Oh, you look cute.
Is that his mom or these his parents?
I moved back in with my parents.
Oh, boy. Oh, no. Cisco. Tisco. Bruh. Hold up.
Really, nigga?
Bruh. And look at his face. You already know it's bad news that he moved back in with his parents. Fam. And, dude, Miona looks like a high-maintenance type of bitch. Ain't no way Miona's gonna be good with... Number one, living in Rapid City. Now, Rapid City, South Dakota, I've heard is a great place. Okay? Rapid City, South Dakota, I've heard is one of the best kept secrets up there, other than the winters. But, fam, even if you had your own place and were financially stable, living in Rapid City, like, that's not going to fly, dog. That's not going to fly, player. Like, you are not going to bring that bitch. Oh, my God. If this bitch actually agrees to live with him in Rapid City, South Dakota with his parents, their relationship is going to look just like the face on your screen. It's like he already knows it's over. Oh, boy. You got a high-maintenance bitch. And he says she's got a temper. She's opinionated. You got a high-maintenance, high-strung, high-maintenance bitch. Are you going to bring her to South Dakota? What the fuck is she going to do in South Dakota? Watch you at a fucking bike rally? Oh, boy.
So you've been gone for a while. Were you, like, getting ready?
Yeah, I got to work out in and just keep my stress levels low, you know? My mother, Mahala, is a strong, biracial, kick-ass therapist from Rapid City, South Dakota, and she does not play any games. We're so much alike, and we butt heads. But she's my superhero.
What are you cooking?
Bacon and eggs and some toast.
Hold the fuck up. Look at the white dad. Does the white dad have black street cred? Check this out. Look.
Bacon and eggs and some...
Look, the white dad is like, yeah, I got you.
Toast.
Nice.
My parents...
Bacon, eggs, and toast with jelly. Ooh.
It's had me when they were both super young, and my biological father wasn't present in the early years of my life. Brian,
she fucks niggas, y'all.
Brian is my stepdad. He's been in my life since I was 6 years old. I think of him as my dad, and I refer to him as my dad.
When is Miona getting in again?
Uh-oh. She comes in on Thursday.
Oh, boy.
Miona's K-1 visa getting approved was the best thing that's happened to me since the pandemic started.
Yo.
And after not seeing her for months, Miona's coming very soon, and I really want her to feel welcome to coming to South Dakota and coming to my parents' house.
What does she expect? I mean, is she like wanting? I mean, does she know what she's getting into here?
Yeah, I don't know.
Nope. No, she doesn't.
I don't know what she expects. I think South Dakota is a good starting spot.
No, you don't.
I don't know. She's not too
Stop the cap.
Excited about it. You know, she wants to be in Los Angeles, and I told her.
Told you.
South Dakota is underrated, and this is like a hidden gem. This is
Translation, we can't afford to live in L.A. That's why we're living in South Dakota. This is not going to go well at all. Miona does not strike me as the type of bitch who likes him enough to live in Rapid City, South Dakota. Oh boy, this is going to be ugly.
Middle America, like she's got to see that. Growing up in Rapid City as a biracial young man had its challenges. Rapid City is a small town. Usually there was no black people, no people of color.
And nope.
I really struggled with that. You know, I was too white to be black. I was too black to be white.
Shit. Now this nigga speaking my goddamn language. Too white to be black, too black to be white. Story of my life.
After leaving Rapid City, I did not want to come back for a long time. But now that I'm older coming back, I realized that this is my home. And this did turn me into who I am and who I'm.
Translation, this is what I can afford. Just keep it real, bruh.
I'm growing to be as a man.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
I think it's going to be okay. I hope.
I think Cisco's a good kid. I think he's a good dude. I like the fact that he's eccentric. He's traveled the world. He's just kind of like a different dude. But he's still very young and he's still very naive. He has no idea that Miona is probably fucking somebody in Serbia and that this isn't going to work in Rapid City. I feel for the kid. I really, really do. I
hope it's going to be okay.
Yeah. S. Nota says, says she'll be in LA in 60 days. Bruh, she'll be in LA in 30 days.
I'm really hoping that by bringing my fiance here, she can really understand who I am and she can see the beauty that I now see, which I didn't see when I was
younger. Oh, boy.
I'm nervous.
Ooh, listen to that bacon.
I'm nervous about her.
Dude, bacon. Oh, my God. Bacon. Oh, my God. Bacon, eggs, and toast with a little bit of strawberry jam. And a good strong cup of coffee. That's a power breakfast.
Pressuring you to move before you guys are ready. Her presence on social media looks like she would want to live in Beverly Hills.
Oh,
that's not what we have.
Oh yet. Boy.
And I'm not sure.
Oh my God.
For you guys to make that much money to be able to afford that kind of life.
Oh, this is all bad. This is all bad.
Here for longer than a
don't project that on me. Don't project the
feeling. Yeah, but mama's keeping it real, Cisco.
We gotta speak it into existence.
Oh, how much Cisco.
Money do you have saved to support Miona when she comes here? Since
nope.
That's how much he has, Mom. He has this money. This many. That's it. He ain't got no money. He's broke. That's why he's in South Dakota.
She's not gonna be able to work.
Why are you worried about the money situation? I'm a hustler.
Oh God, Cisco.
Is she a hustler?
Not like me. I can sell.
So you're anything. So you're like avoiding the subject.
No, I'm just saying.
Wow.
Sell salt to a slug.
Yo, mom is keeping it a buck. She's like, all right, gotcha.
Okay, that's
I can
not
sell meat jabbering. To a vegan eating vegetables. I
oh no.
You're totally avoiding the topic.
Wow.
I'm serious. All it's gonna take is one.
This is funny. Mom is like a man and Cisco's like a woman. Wow. Mom is like, look, Mom sees through all that fluff and I can sell water to us. She's like, nah, you're avoiding the question, bruh.
One song. Have faith.
Look at Mom. Yo, look at her. Look. Watch.
Have faith.
Mom is like this nigga. Look, hold up. This look.
Really, nigga?
That's what she's thinking right now. Listen, man, look. I'll give the kid the benefit of the doubt to some degree. I like the fact that he's young and he's a dreamer and he's got all these expectations, but mom's is like, Cisco, hold up. Wait a minute, why isn't that playing? It doesn't matter. She's like, Cisco, pump the brakes, bruh. Like, this is not... Like, we need to figure out. Because the reason why mom is concerned is because if Cisco ain't making no goddamn money, guess what? Guess who has to pay? Guess who has to foot the bill? Mom and stepdad have to foot the bill. And that's what mom's is thinking right now.
I am
concerned
about Jabri and Miona's financial situation.
Mm-hmm.
I want Jabri to be happy and successful in his career and in his relationship. But I also want to make sure that he's choosing someone who is going to be a real partner where they both are like lifting each other up and don't have as much drama as I'm a little bit worried there may be.
Yo, mom. Yo, I'm gonna tell you what. Moms is keeping it a stack. Yo, moms already knows that this is not working. Moms already know. Sirius says, mom is saying she's a gold digger without saying she's a gold digger. I'm trying to tell you. She says, and her social media presence doesn't necessarily jive with Rapid City, South Dakota, if you know what I mean. And she loves her son. She doesn't want to hurt her son's feelings by talking shit about his girl, but it is what the fuck it is, mom. Oh, boy.
Jabri, we're really excited that you are saying that you're happy, and we're excited to see that, to see you two actually in person. I mean, what, we've talked to her three times, four times on FaceTime. So, I mean, you guys are going to live here, so we're going to have some expectations.
Okay.
How do you think she's going to respond when we sit down with her when she comes and we're laying out what needs to be done to be a part of the household?
Oh, boy.
It'll be cool as long as y'all don't lay it out like tension.
This is going to be all bad. This is going to be all bad, dude. Because I like Cisco. I do. I like his person. Listen, Cisco is, he's naive as fuck. He's probably not too bright, but I like the kid. Something about him. Something about Cisco. I like the kid, man. I really do like the kid. But yo, this is going to be ugly. This is going to be all kinds of bad.